have you gotten into Stranger Things since the final season has finally dropped?
Have you gotten into it? I'm done. I was home by 10 p.m. on New Year's Eve to binge the finale.
Okay,
the moment that the finale dropped, the episodes dropped, we were binging. Yes, we're
yeah, done. Yeah, okay. So you and my daughter alike. My daughter,
yes.
My daughter, all in.
Are you a casual viewer?
Listen,
like, I'll get to it when I want to?
I realized when she was like, coming down from a room, watching the entire fifth season on her phone, that she was like, guys, you have to start watching season 5.
You left her alone to watch that season on her phone?
Yeah, and so she was
tragic.
And she was like, I have to be downstairs because it's scary. And I'm like, okay, yeah,
yes.
I understand. Sure, for sure. So
it also needs to be on a bigger screen.
So now I realized that my wife and I have gotten through, I think, season 4 because of the running up that hill was season 4.
I think we've gotten through season 4. Sir.
Right, but I realized that most of the seasons after season 1 we had kind of slept through. So we started back in on season.
Real lost.
So we started back in on season 2.
Are you doing the thing where you're like, okay, now who's that again?
No, my gosh.
What did they do?
And my daughter Zoe's like, absolutely not. I'm not answering any more questions.
Yeah, no, she can't do it.
Right, exactly.
It's too
much. So anyways, I say all that to say we're binging through. We're cranking through from season 2 to season 5. That's going to be our goal this week.
This week.
Now, I am not dense enough to know that my entire feed erupted on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
As Louisville got a shout out.
Right.
On the finale. Now, I don't want to give any spoilers because honestly, I don't want a spoiler because I haven't seen anything. However, here's how it all played out.
Or maybe somewhere just more neutral. What's a city between Hawkins and Massachusetts, New York?
Louisville.
Yes, Louisville.
Yeah, perfectly in the middle.
That's right. Now,
perfectly
a lot of people were like, I can't believe he pronounced it Louisville, which I don't really care. Like whatever.
That's how out-of-towners say it. That's how you know they're an out-of-towner.
Right, exactly.
That's the telltale.
They're in Hawkins. Hawkins isn't across the river in southern Indiana, so they wouldn't understand.
Where exactly is Hawkins supposed to be?
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know. We just know it's in Indiana.
Okay.
But
probably in the middle.
The biggest part of the whole thing is, how is Louisville midway between Hawkins and Massachusetts? Now,
we can't really tell because we don't know exactly where Hawkins is.
Right.
To be fair.
Now that there are some that are like, okay, well, if it's closer to maybe Evansville, then
maybe
you could stretch and say that, but it's still an egregious affront to geography.
But are we going to get down to the nitty gritty when it comes to that? And that's pretty fun.
I know. I thought that was pretty cool too. But then there are people that are like, no, it's not Louisville, Kentucky. It's Louisville, Ohio. And that's how they pronounce it. And I'm like, you cannot.
That could be.
No, Kelly, listen. You cannot convince me that those teenagers in Hawkins, Indiana in the mid-80s even knew a Louisville, Ohio existed. It's a small town. It's not a Cincinnati. It's not a Columbus. It's not a Cleveland. Those are the only three towns someone in Hawkins, Indiana would think Ohio would have.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even know. I'm from Ohio, and I didn't even know.
I'd heard of it.
You had not. You did not.
Listen, calm down.
Kelly, I'm from Ohio.
If you are looking at a map, if you're going to get down to brass tacks about the geography, the geography of it, it is closer to like a midway point. It is along the lines more. There is a valid argument for that.
I I refuse to believe that.
I refuse to believe that.
Anyways, so
if I'm Louisville, Ohio, I'm making that argument. That's what I'm saying. I'm fighting for the shout out with that argument.
If they're saying Louisville without a state behind it, it's Kentucky.
Sure. No, I get that. That's a valid argument too. I'm just saying, like, both Louisvilles have a
the biggest
argument.
Louisville in the United States is Kentucky.
Sure.
So if you say it without a state, it's Kentucky.
But if we are looking at Massachusetts,
Kelly,
and we're looking at
put
Indiana,
yourself in the mid-80s, these teenagers are not going to know this city exists.
Listen, Nancy's very smart. Nancy is probably the
smartest
one. Nancy
wasn't the one who said it. Jonathan said it.
You know what? Jonathan's very smart, too. I'm going to say this. Jonathan and okay. Nancy were the brains of that group.
Anyways.
Sorry, Dustin is, too, but I don't
thought
think
it was
that
thought it was pretty cool that Louisville got a shout-out. However, no spoilers, because people like me are still trying to rip through three seasons to get to season 5.
Also, shout-out to the good folks of Stark County, Ohio, population about 9,500.
Where Louisville, Ohio exists?
Maybe. Uh-huh. Listen, like you said, they didn't say a state. I'm leaving it open for the good folks of Ohio.
Kelly, why,
just in case.
Why are you taking it away from us?
I like the underdogs.
Why are
I
you
like
taking it away
story.
From us?
I'm
Wait,
just
Louisville's
saying.
An underdog story! We never get national spotlight!
Listen, easy. You were just... I saw in your video that you were throwing shade at the fact that our fine city is not geographically conducive
That's
to
right.
the argument.
That's right.
So, therefore, I'm just giving a nod to maybe the fine state of Ohio.
I refuse to believe that.
Might
nope.
be what they're talking
nope.
about. Because
you cannot convince me of that.
Speaking, it's more
Unless
line.
There is a Brothers Duffer that will call us right now and confirm or deny what Louisville they're talking about,
I'll
I'm going to say it's
email.
Kentucky.
I'll send him an email.
All right, so anyways, Louisville getting a shout out there on season
Listen,
5.
Also, you don't get to be so passionate about it because you haven't seen the end!
I'm getting back in. It's re-engaged me.
I'm getting back in.
It's re-engaged
two.
Me.
You're going back to
I'm almost,
two.
Listen, I'm almost in season 3. I'm at the final episode of season 2. So we're getting there. And I think, and a lot of these we can kind of breeze through because we're like, oh yeah, we kind of remember this. Because again.
Well, my daughter says season 3 was her favorite. So enjoy that.
I know. That's what my daughter said too.
It's the most fun season. I'd
Anyways.
Say.
All right. You can see kind of some of the tweets and social media attention that it got, WDJX.com if you'd like.